This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music. Music. Music.
And now we got Talon Hope.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
The world is always better. Doesn't like just the world light up even more once Talon shows up?
Oh.
Of course it does.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It makes everybody happy. With your smile and all that. How you been, Talon? How's life after graduating high school?
I've been great. It's super busy. I just finished my last classes of my first semester of college today, and I
go to Belmont, right? Music school.
I'm at Belmont right now. It's awesome. I'm loving it.
Songwriting?
I'm minoring in songwriting. I'm majoring in broadcast journalism. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and minor.
You want to be on our show with us soon when you graduate?
I could be. I would be able to do that then. So once I graduate.
Yeah, like five. Hey, Bevy. Bev's here. Always great. Obviously, Bev. So what's the biggest takeaway you've learned from your first semester at college in music school?
Definitely. I loved high school. I did. It was not as great. I've always looked forward to going to college because I knew it was that free time, and I've had so much more time to do music, which has been awesome because I was at a college prep high school. So I was in harder classes and didn't have much time to do music. And now everyone kind of sings at Belmont. You don't make, like most people, no matter their major, has something to do in the industry or music. So I've met so many cool people that love to do what I do. So I've loved
Did you get to go home over Thanksgiving?
I did. I went to North Carolina to see my family there at my Nana's. So that was awesome. It's good to see you.
The reason I asked, my daughter went to conservatory on the West Coast. I'm in North Carolina.
But
it seemed like there was always musical events that she had to do during Thanksgiving and the time. So she didn't come home at all.
I did have a show in North Carolina the night after Thanksgiving. So it worked out. So I did a couple shows up there when I was down there. So
where in North Carolina?
I'm from, it's Ashe County, North Carolina. It's close to Boone.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so the mountain part.
Yeah. I'm just outside of Raleigh, about 20 miles.
Awesome. We love Raleigh.
Well, I love Boone.
Yeah. It's pretty. I miss the snow and the mountains a lot and the skiing.
Yeah, I bet.
Grizz is there. My dad is there. Stormy, we're just going to have to move to North Carolina.
I know.
Let's just all move.
The weather will probably be better there, too.
Yeah.
We have snow, and it's like 3 outside.
3 degrees? Yeah. Well, Talon, you, as I said, you have a new song out.
I do, yes.
That's the one thing, like you've been on, I don't know, 4 or 5 times now with us.
We've covered
every song. Now, I don't know if we actually covered your Christmas song, Silent Night, from last year.
I don't think we did. That was last year around this time. Yeah.
So I think we should do 2 songs. I think we should do Silent Night and then do Picket Fences, which is your new song. You have teased us about Picket Fences for a long time.
I know.
We finally got it out.
The right time to release it. And we got the video done and everything. And
it's a beautiful video.
That's exciting. And I've got a bunch of new songs I'm recording in January.
I'm thinking, tell me if this is right. And I'm not trying to say, I'm going to say this. I think women or girls prefer, like, enjoy music videos better because of all the wardrobe changes.
I think so. I
would think so, right? All the different dresses you get to put on. We had Noelle Tolan on, and Noelle had like 6 costume changes, and they're all these gorgeous dresses. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to?
Exactly. I think it's fun. It's fun because you get to like kind of act it out and bring it to life. So it's a really cool experience.
My wife would be the exception to that. We spent years in a band together, and she used to get so frustrated before a show because she felt like, you know, she had to get all prettied up and spend all the time with the makeup and picking out the right wardrobe. And she'd look at me and go, it's just not fair. You're going out there with a torn t-shirt and jeans. She did not enjoy the wardrobe changes.
Yeah, it's a different like side of it, because you don't think about it, but every show, like if you post about it, it's going to be a different outfit, so you have to have something different every show or video or picture you take.
That's a great question that Dean just led me into. How long does it take you to get ready for like a video shoot or a show?
I've gotten to the point where I can get ready pretty fast now, because sometimes I'll have to get home or change or get wherever and just get ready. So I would say probably an hour if I'm picking out the stuff.
An hour?
Yeah. It takes a minute. Like if I'm going like full
That's stuff, not bad. That's not bad.
It's not. It used to be a lot worse, but then you kind of get used to it.
A lot worse.
Yeah, it used to take longer.
Oh, that's funny. Well, let's talk about you doing Silent Night. Now, one of the things about you that I've always said, you know, I keep saying that I'm going to see you on the Thanksgiving Day parade one of these days. Remember, I've been saying that for like 3 years.
That would be a dream, yes.
In New York, because your voice is that way.
Oh, thank you.
So then you take a song like Silent Night. Like Silent Night is all about the vocal. It's like being naked out there. No, I mean vocally, because there's no instruments to drown you out. You know what I mean? And you got to have a powerful voice, and you do. That's what's amazing.
Thank you.
And you're able to pull it off. That's why I want to share this with everybody, because think about how challenging a song like Silent Night is for like me. Imagine me trying to sing Silent Night. Everyone would go, yeah, it needs to be a Silent Night. Shut up.
No.
You, on the other hand, can do it. So let's do this. I'm going to hit mute on you, Taylan, just because I need to not let this echo. And I want everybody to hear this. The amazing voice of Taylan. We've heard it. Some of you might be new to Taylan. You wait till you hear this. You're going to be blown out of the water here. This is Taylan Hope, Silent Night. Let's do this first.
Silent Night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright around a young virgin mother and child. Holy, if it's so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep.
Heard how impossible it was for me to stop that song. I usually stop a song. I couldn't do it. Talen. I could not stop that song.
Thank you. Life.
Wow. Well, so, who did you do the arrangement on that? Who arranged that?
Yeah, it is different. It's actually one of Taylor Swift's first arrangements of Silent Night.
I'd never heard that.
That's like the version of Silent Night I grew up listening to when I was little, and I hadn't heard it done that way in a long time since she had done that. So me and my producer, Kent Wells, went in and we did like an acoustic version, and it's just me and him, me singing and him playing on that. So I thought it was a pretty cool arrangement to do. So
you wouldn't happen to know what strings he's using, do you? Because those sounded awesome.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but he can play anything. So. But yeah, he's incredible. He made it sound really good.
That I've got a follower on TikTok that I love the handle. It's that one dude nobody follows.
I know, he's got the best handle. I swear to God.
They just said beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, it was impossible to stop because it's like you almost didn't take a breath. You were just constantly fluid throughout that whole song. Usually there's a pause. There's no pause in there, Taylor.
Is Taylor Swift's version as good as that?
I think it's awesome. I've always loved it. It's probably much better. So
Taylor needs to take some lessons from Taylor. Yeah.
I don't know about that. She's
wow.
She's someone I've looked up to a lot, especially the writing of her music. But I heard that and I thought it was different. And I was like, well, I wanted to do another classic because the past 2 years I've done like original Christmas songs. And I was like, well, Silent Night's always been one of my favorites. So that's what I decided to do last year for a single. So
wow. You're something else.
Well, we got that one dude nobody follows all jacked up now. They're saying next song.
Well, let's talk about Picket Fence. I figure, why don't we play the song? I mean, heck, you don't care, right? If we played the whole song?
No, I don't care. You guys.
The reason is, I don't think it'll get blacklisted because you're not on a major label. Usually, if you're on a major label, then
yeah,
Facebook will kick me right out.
Talon's going to blacklist you.
Talon is? Yeah.
I couldn't.
No, but because the video, there's so much time, and who directed this video? It's so beautifully shot.
Yeah, Kevin Deems, he's incredible. He's done a few of my videos actually. The past, he did Weightless, he did All the Night We Need, and this one, and he's awesome. He's got such great like visions of what to do, and I was really happy with how it came out, just because I knew I wanted it to be kind of like, you know, just like based on like the farm and like the actual picket fence. Yeah. And kind of simple because the song just kind of speaks for itself, but I was really happy with how it turned out.
I will say, Dean, do you want to hear? Weightless is one of the most incredible songs I ever heard. I remember when I heard it, I went, how is this not? This is why music business is so crazy to me, because Weightless, when she hits the chorus in that song, it's like almost like an alternative, I don't want to say a Pink Floyd-y type thing, but it turns into Weightless. Like she just holds this note and it goes like this through the whole chorus. And I'm like, this is the most gorgeous thing I ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
So nice. Yeah, Weightless is an incredible song. I advise everyone to go out and listen to that song. It's beautiful. So Picket Fence, it starts with you in a purple dress.
Yes.
So we're going to have to, you know, you're probably going to have to give, you know, like they say on the red carpet, who made your dress?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I work for, she actually let me borrow it. So I was happy. But
oh, you had to give it back?
I did. It's no longer. Yeah. It's gone.
All right. Well, let's play this here. This is, I'm going to hit mute again on you, Talen. Sorry. But it's the only way to keep the echo from happening. Let's take this in, everybody. I'm not going to stop it because Talen's awesome and just a great friend of the show. Let's just play Picket Fence all the way through. Here we go.
I form house on the edge of town.
it is, everybody. Picket Fence, Tale and Hope. It's out. That is the song. Amazing. Let me get the echo off here. So beautifully done, Talon.
Thank you so much.
Very beautiful.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's amazing how you hit those notes.
It is. It's incredible control. I love your dynamics. You know, you put the power in there when you need to, and you can just as easily back off to. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Make North Carolina proud.
Yeah. What age did you start singing Talon again?
How old? When I was four. Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
See, it shows. Was it in church too? Was it in church?
Yeah, I sang for the first time at a Christmas Eve service, and I'd always sing. My mom sang to me since I was little, and I kind of did it before I could talk. It was kind of that situation, and started in church, and then kind of went from there. So,
did you have a mom like Sissy Houston that would be like, no, do it over? Did you have like that?
Yeah, I mean, she would play music for me in the car, and I would memorize. She tells me that I knew the lyrics after, like, playing it one time, and she knew that I was able to, like, realize, like, how the music worked and, like, was able to listen to it and, like, hear the melody and stuff when I was really young.
At 4 years old?
I guess it was around, like, 3 or 4 that I was, like, trying to sing, like, The Little Mermaid back in the car and stuff, so...
There's the Little Mermaid thing again.
Yeah.
Up with Tyler. Tyler Reese Tritt, remember?
Tyler Reese Tritt, yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, that song, Up Where They Walk, Up Where They Run. What's that? Part of Your World? Part of That World?
Yeah, that one.
No, keep singing it, Don.
Yeah.
Put a Little Mermaid fins on you. I want to see this.
Yeah. The whole part.
Oh. You know, it's really funny, though. I had a major punk band on. I mean, they are punk. And we got in a talk, and then all of a sudden he goes, you know what? I go, what's your guilty pleasure song? He goes, you know, it's Little Mermaid's Part of Your World. I went, you gotta be kidding me. It's no, I love that song. It's sing it all the time. It's just funny. Like,
hey, Alan, do you have a guilty pleasure song?
I have probably one of my favorite songs ever is Carolina by Eric Church. That's like a comfort song, but I have a ton of like, I love 90s country. So anything 90s country is probably going to be that level of, you know, I could listen to this anytime kind of thing.
But there's no song that if you were to say, yeah, I love this one, that would just shock everybody.
Yeah.
Nothing like you got any Anthrax or something like that. That would just
heavy metal or some rap, gangster rap or something.
Rap, everything.
She listens to everything. And actually, if everybody knows, it's Talon Hope Music 14, right? On TikTok?
On TikTok, yes.
Talon Hope Music 14. Follow Talon. She'll just come in there and start doing live piano versions of songs just her and an acoustic guitar covers. Mm-hmm. And they're all amazing.
You said Talon Hope 14?
Talon Hope Music
14. Okay.
And if you just, I want everybody to go there and just go down that rabbit hole of Talon's covers. I mean, they're amazing. You cover so many great songs. And it's funny, you'll put a TikTok up and go, this song's hitting me right now. Like a new song will come out and you'll be like, okay, this song's hitting me now. And you just belt it out, right? Like that's your song in the moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's like, I like
Morgan, that. Like Morgan Wallen. Like you did a Morgan Wallen song.
Mm-hmm. I'll just sit down and play it. If I've heard it for the day, that's kind of what inspires me to do a lot of the covers is, you know, the music I'm listening to. So, but yeah, I need to do more of my own stuff on there. I think a TikTok's really big on the, what people have heard before, but also getting your music out there. So I think
you're in the right age group for TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
They love you. They don't love me. I'm too old.
They do.
I'd have to shave my beard and like put the young filter on my face.
They've got tons of filters on there. It's crazy. Everything. I can't deal with it. They'll have like games where you can play games on your face. It's
that bold glamour filter. Just
yes, that's weird.
Talk about catfish, right?
I don't like that. No. Yeah.
So you got Picket Fences out, mm-hmm. and since you're strolling around Belmont, and people are just breaking out in a song. To me, Belmont's like High School Musical to me. Like, I just imagine that you walk around and you're out in the cafeteria and there's like groups everywhere just start singing songs, right?
There was like a girl at this like Overlook the other day, look like facing like the main Belmont like building on the lawn. And she was, I mean, people were walking to class. A lot of classes had just released, and I was walking to get lunch or something, and she was just belting into song, just no care in the world, just to everybody, no music, nothing. And I was like, this would only happen here. So it's pretty cool. People can just sing. So
that would have been a dream actually for me, that I went to a music college like that.
It's really cool. Everybody does something, even if they're the business side, writing, a lot of production, film kids, and they all want to be in the industry somehow. So they get it. So it's really cool.
There you go. Well, what's next? Are you writing any new songs?
I am.
One in your pocket right now.
I'm writing a lot right now. I'm releasing a new one. I just talked to my producer today about getting the studio like 1st of January to record it, but it's a new one. I've not really played it out, but I wrote it in my room a couple months ago, and it was like an idea that came to me out of nowhere. And it's like one of those catchy songs, I feel like, and I really wanted to put out a really upbeat one after Picket Fence, because I love the ballads and everything. And I wrote this one just by myself in my room, and I was like, you know, this is something I would like to put out there. So I'll probably release that, and I'm gonna work on a new EP because I finally have so many songs I've written since like 2020, and
perfect
that I'm finally, it's hard to choose. Like, I have trouble like narrowing them down to put on an album or an EP. So that's what I'm trying to work on.
Don is awesome.
But yeah, you are thinking album or an EP. You're thinking collection, not just, you know, one single at a time.
Yeah, I've been doing the single thing, and I'd love to put them together. I would probably call it like Waitlist, because I haven't actually put that on an album or EP. So
I love that song.
Yeah, that's one of
You know what? Do you care, Taylan? Can I just play the chorus?
Yeah, just play
it. Sorry, have you heard it? Did I play it for you? Waitlist.
Yeah, last time she was on, we were all on together. It's Christmas last year. Christmas about this time last year, right?
Well, any excuse I can have to play it here while I wait for the next guest here. I just have to play this because I'm obsessed. I still love this song. I still listen to it. It's on the playlist. It's that good. I'm hyping this thing up. I can be your hype guy. Here is let's play a little bit of this, especially with Dean here. This is Waitlist. And it just, when this chorus kicks in, I absolutely love this song. Let me see if I can skip ahead a little bit. Let me back up. It's just so different in a country chorus type song. It has more of an alternative vibe to it. That's what I think about it.
Are you dropping a seventh? Are you going down a seventh step on that? Awesome. I love that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's cool.
You know what? I want to curse, but oh wait, you're 18 now. I can curse.
Yeah. I am. Finally.
Finally, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so how did you, real quick, I want to ask, so how did you come up? Was that one of those things like you knew you were going to do that drop, or was it like accidental and you were like, oh, I kind of dig that? I mean,
yeah, I wrote it with Smith Curry and Caleb Thomas, and it was a summer evening, and we had the idea of Waitlist kind of coming into the write, and like we hadn't heard that in a while. And he was like playing around with it, and I was singing, and I was like, what if, cause it was originally just Weightless, and then we were like Weightless, and then it kind of like went from there. But it was pretty cool because I'd never heard that like on an acoustic, and then we got in the studio and it just became like a really cool different sound that I've never like gotten to do before. But I would love to do more music like that. So, but
that was very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
See?
Thank you.
You got it going on. Well, when you got new music out, Taylor, when you write that song that you wrote in your bedroom the other day,
yes,
you get recorded, come back.
Awesome. I definitely will. Can't right. wait.
Happy Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, guys. Merry yeah. Christmas.
Have a good one. Taylor Hope, everybody. Go get her music now.